The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Angels, all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Hi, dear ones. Welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. Hey, listen, I'm sitting here today in my office thinking through something pretty important today. I just had a full day of sessions with some really beautiful people. And I realized that coming into 2023, we're already having a rolling start into quite an exceptional year. I know this because we are in full steam ahead into a year of change. Well, you may feel that every year. I get that. But 2023, the angels say, is a year of change, a year of not just evolution. We may say that every year. Every year is a year of change, blah, blah, blah. Hey, this year really is a year of change. And we're actually going to see this year of change. You are going to receive messages about changes in your life. You're going to receive these messages. You're going to make changes. And if you're making changes in your life, you're also going to be helping others make changes in their life. You are not only receiving healing, you are also the healer. So your gift of clairempathy, your gift of feeling energy is amplifying all of us. And so the necessity to clear our energy often on a daily basis and to be proactive with how we navigate this energetic world, because everything, loves, is made of energy, is very, very important. And so today I've been asked by Spirit to create an episode about how to engage in this world, this 3D dimension that is made of energy. Yes, it's made of energy. You are made of energy. Go ahead and move your hands together and create some heat. Do that for me, won't you? You are creating energy with your hands. And now for a moment, place your hands on your heart. Oh, feel that love energy. And yes, you can feel the heat of your skin. Press into your heart area. Of course, you can feel that you're made of skin and bones. But really, you are energy. The chair or bed or car, wherever you're sitting or laying, you are sitting or laying in something that has been created by energy. In truth, the place that you're in was not there before you believed it to be there. Let me say that again, because it's wackadoodie. The place that you're in was not there until you believed it to be there. Let's imagine all of our children and teachers going into a school. That building is only there because enough people believed it profoundly enough to create it. If all of those same people believed that there was no school there, it wouldn't be there. Now you're going to have to wrestle with that because, of course, people showed up, created the funds, brought the nails, brought the bricks, brought the hammers and built that building. Yeah, we know that. We know that manifesting and creating matter is a thing. We also know that there's energy that creates these things. We know that there are many ways to move energy into matter. I am telling you to think bigger than that. The building that is a school, the building that is your place of work, your home, is only there because you believe it to be there. The headache that you may have is only there because you believe it to be there. Love is here because we believe it to be here. You see how powerful we are? Now, let's work with energy. Energy is here because we create it. We are creators of energy. Now, we do not need to assign it positive, negative, dark or light. Energy is neutral. It is. It is pliable. It is like taffy. And we love this, don't we? Because one of our lessons here, the angels say, is to come into this dimension, this earth school, and learn how to work with energy. And if you follow one of my spirit guides is Dolores Cannon, and I hear Dolores Cannon say often in her books and in her recordings that she has heard from the ETs that one of our goals here is to learn how to manipulate energy, aka manifesting. All right, well, one of the things we'll talk about today is how to get rid of the energy around us or stuck to us that no longer serves us. We walk around every day in other people's energy fields. And when people around us feel joyful, their vibe is really high, we get that from them and it feels great. So let's keep that. But also when we're around people that are struggling, the helper, healer in us perks up. And because you are a good person and because you are a healer, and yes, you've shown up in this dimension to make a difference, there is a part of you that leans into that person's atmosphere and filters in some of that energy, that need, I am in need energy. And you sit in that energy for a moment as if to say, let me feel this energy so I know how to help you. And I will say that in my observations of most of this clairempathic energy that all of us have, by this lifetime, by this incarnation, the ability to feel someone else's energy so that we can see what we need to do with it. Let me feel you so I know how to help you. Or let me feel you to see if I need to take space, if I need to run away from you to keep myself safe. That part of the feeling of clairempathy is highly developed in us. But what we still seem to be working on to a high degree is what to do with that energy after we've felt it. And many of us are still hanging on to that energy far too long. We're walking around like pieces of tape or Velcro, and other people's energy is sticking to us. So at the end of our workday or after a party or going to the fair or a family event, we feel downtrodden or heavy because other people's energy is still stuck on us. And our bodies don't know the difference between our energy and other people's energy. And sometimes, as wise as we are, we're feeling something big and we still think it's us. And oftentimes, it's not our stuff. Or it is our stuff plus other people's. Now, from time to time, I still experience symptoms of depression. And if I'm around someone who is also depressed, it will trigger my depression and I feel mine plus theirs. I don't appreciate that double whammy. And so my angels have led me to this practice. Before I go to an event with a lot of people, I ask them to remind me to surround myself in a light bubble. And I know that when I surround myself in that energetic light bubble, I know that because I'm clairempathic, some energy will still get into that light bubble, and I'm okay with that. But I know that for the most part, I will not have everybody's energy coming to me. Can walk around freely. And so I'm being proactive about the energy that comes to me. And then I know that after that event is over, I know that I'm going to clear my energy in the way that best suits me. And for me, I use water. I've learned that over time, that if I don't do that, I'm going to feel profound depression. I might even feel physically sick. I might be tired for days. Today's episode, we're going to talk about three primary ways to clear our energy, and they are burning dried white sage, utilizing water, and using sound. Let's get to it. After you've come back from an event, or you feel as though you need to clear your energy, one of the best ways to clear your energy is burning dried white sage. You can purchase dried white sage at any metaphysical shop or even online. The angels always encourage us to buy local because there's many of us who have created some beautiful shops to supply each other with our metaphysical needs. So I encourage you, the angels encourage you as well, to seek out these beautiful metaphysical shops that are near you before going on to Amazon and such. When using white sage, it should smell lovely. And there are many blends, dried white sage blended with lavender or rose hips. There's also dragon's blood, which adds an element of protection. Do your research to see what you are burning. You can also burn things such as mugwort, which will aid in your quantum travel. Again, do your research to see what you're burning. If you're burning something that smells moldy or has a real funk to it, you might have picked up some sage that was bundled when it was still wet and there's some mold going on. So make sure that what you are purchasing comes from a reputable source. If you are drying your own sage, make sure that you are not wrapping it or bundling it until it's absolutely dry. You want to make sure that you have a bowl underneath what your dried white sage before you light it, because it is going to burn and make little embers. And some people use a shell, and that's something that I like to use. I have an abalone shell that I have underneath my sage. And then I keep either a white candle with me to relight it, or a lighter or a match. And what you want to do is you want to open windows in your house, because this will get pretty smoky. And then you set an intention. And let's let this intention be saying to the sage, calling in the angels, I allow this smoke of the dried white sage to clear away anything in my home or on my person that is no longer needed. And then we'll light the dried white sage and walk from room to room, relighting the sage as needed, allowing the white sage, the smoke of the white sage, to fill the room, clearing out anything in the room that is no longer needed, being mindful of smoke detectors. And if we feel that there is any spirit in the house that may be stuck, we can also ask the spirit to follow the smoke out the window, being mindful of corners, closets, and really getting that smoke into spaces, cracks and crevices, going down into the basement, up into the attic. And if there's a space in the house that you can't reach, go to the nearest part. Maybe there's a crawl space that you can't get to. Your intention is what is important here. So you go to that part of the house and you go right to that crawl space and you kind of push the smoke with your hand and you say, I send the smoke into the crawl space, knowing that maybe you can't actually go in there, but you're sending the smoke metaphysically, symbolically into that crawl space. You make your way around the house. And there are certain ways you can do this. I want to tell you that you can't do this wrong. So if your intention is strong and from the heart, you're doing this right. You can go clockwise, counterclockwise. You can go in the direction of north, south, east, west. You can find a way on the internet that suits you. I'm telling you, keep this simple. Call in your guides, call in your angels. And when you're done, I would suggest not putting your sage underwater because that can cause mold, but you just simply kind of scrub the burning end into your fire safe dish or into the shell, and then you're done. You might leave your windows open for a few minutes. If you're clearing your physical body, it's the same process, but you just stand in one spot or sit on the floor. And with the sage burning, you just move your hands to pull the smoke on you, pull them over the top of your head, pull the smoke over the top of your head, over your eyes, closed probably because it's pretty smoky, over your nose, over your mouth, over your ears, and over your body. And we just say the words, I call in the smoke to clear off anything that no longer serves me. And so it is. Amen. And now we move to water. Water is a gentle and yet profound, strong, clearing element that we can use at any time. If it's raining, I encourage you to go outside and be at one with the rain. If you're going on vacation, try to go near fresh water, go to the ocean. Put your feet in lake water. Go to the water whenever you can. This is a time where you can, like I said, even if it's the lake, just go there and be near the water. We can't always do that though, right? But aren't we lucky that we live in a time where we can go to the bathroom and turn on the faucet? Aren't we blessed? We want to find a way where we can utilize water and do it responsibly. So I ask that you do this in a way where you don't leave the water running for too long. This is important. You want to find a way to utilize water as a clearing in a way that you are not being wasteful of our resources. And so the angels ask us to add intention to something you're already doing. So here's a good idea. When you are taking a bath or taking a shower, add an intention to what you're already doing. So for example, at the end of your shower, before you turn the water off, say, anything that is on me that does not belong to me or that no longer serves me, I ask this water to wash it off me now. When you're in the tub, same thing. Before you get out of the tub, you can say to the water, anything that is not mine or no longer serves me, I ask this water to wash it off me now, and simply get out of the water. Easy as that. If you're washing the dishes before you're done, before you turn the water off, just take a moment, put your hands under the water. Water is such a beautiful tool to use throughout the day because you can go and wash your hands at any moment and just in your mind say, I'm refreshing myself with this water and anything I don't need, wash off me now. And even though it's just your hands under the water, your angels will use that water to pull off anything from your aura or your body that is not yours. Always take a moment to wash your face at the end of the day. Water is your reset. And now let's move to sound. Just as we know, sound resonates through the air. Sound also resonates through the body. If you're not feeling well, you are reminded to use sound to move through your cellular structure, to break up any energy of misalignment or disease. Use that beautiful sound to tell your body, to remind your body that it knows how to heal. If you are feeling feelings that are of anxiety or depression, choose sound that is high vibrational frequency. Play that. Put your hands on the floor where you can feel the reverberation of the sound. Put earbuds, headphones in, and let that sound just fill your body, fill the atmosphere. The sound will fill you up and lift your frequency. It is a clean out, just like the sage in the water. If you feel comfortable, you can find some music that brings you joy and play it loud enough to annoy your neighbors because you know what? It'll clear their energy too. If the music stresses you out, it's probably not high vibrational frequency. If it's death metal, it's probably not going to work, right? Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Lizzo is always a great choice. Anything that uses language that lifts you up. Beach Boys, pretty good. Use what you love. Sound will always work. Singing bowls, bells. Keep out some jingle bells from your Christmas decorations. You're called to use sound. Now, nature is full of its own instruments. So go outside when nature is playing its own orchestra. What do you hear? This is a good time to sit outside and just pay attention to your breath and hear nature's orchestra playing its tunes. Be mindful, stop time, and just be. What would it be like, I wonder, if you combined all of these? You were burning your sage or incense. You were sitting in the rain or soaking in a tub with the windows open. And you were playing your favorite music or you were listening to the sounds of summer. These are things that you can do that will change your life profoundly. Because we are all clairempathic to a degree, we have the ability to feel other people's energy. And why? because we are here to help each other, and we need the information of each other to know how to help. And that is a beautiful opportunity, isn't it? And we need to continue to see it that way, because we are in this dense experience together. Feeling each other's energy can be difficult. And when it's too much to bear, we get triggers that help us know it's time to clear our energy. And those triggers can be feeling symptoms of anxiety, depression, not feeling well physically. Our skin can break out. We can get cold sores. Our hair can be extra greasy. We can feel clumsy. We can start to forget things. Things can happen in our atmosphere that seem like they're not caused by us, and yet they're happening. We can have things go wrong in our calendar. People can not show up, or we can double book things. When you notice that things are off in your life, it's time to clear your energy. If things are going wrong in your bank account, clear your energy. Now, we take ownership for our lives, don't we? Yes, we do. And also, energy is a primary factor in this dimension. So keep it clear. Keep it kind. Keep your vibrational frequency high. Clear your energy. And these are just three of the ways that you can do that. I sure hope this helped today. I'd like to share a brief message from the angels from Sarai. I'm going to get my body ready to do that now that I feel nice and fresh and clear. I did clear my energy today. And you know, I often do it by drinking tea. I listen to a tea meditation on YouTube, and I hold my warm tea in my hand. And as I sip using water and mindfulness, I allow my energy to clear. And I just did that right before I tuned in with you today. So I'm feeling nice and peaceful and clear. And I'm ready to channel a message from Sarai. All right, here we go. Beloved, it is your time to walk into your space, to your power. And we know that you are awakening to your ability. And as you awaken, we ask that you take responsibility for your energy and for the energy of your brothers and sisters. You are no longer siloed as one. You are now responsible for each other. Take hold of each other's energy in love and take care. We hear you use the word clear. As you clear the energy, do not forget. Remember what it is you have cleared. Keep it and treasure it, for it will come again to be cleared over and over. Learn from what you have cleared. Treasure it. It will come back to you over and over, and your blessings will amount to more. As you clear, you create space for more to come in, and this year will be allotted for more. Make way for the blessings. This we promise. End of transmission. My friends, I have an exciting event coming up. If you are in the Des Moines, Iowa area and Ottumwa, Eddyville area on February 4th, 2023, by the way, if you're catching this recording at some other time, I've been invited back to my hometown of Albia, Iowa, where I grew up and grew up a child psychic. I'm going back to the live theater that my family owned, and they're having me back to do a 2-hour show. Talking about what it was like to grow up in this theater that my family owned. I'm going to be talking for 2 hours about what it was like to grow up with ghosts. And part of that presentation, I will be doing gallery readings. So if you would like to get tickets to that, all proceeds go to the renovation of the theater. I would sure love it if you could be there. Go to my website for information, rachelcorpus.com. You know, I'd love to connect with you on social media. Find me on Facebook or Instagram at Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator. And you can also check out all the cool shows on Mind, Body, Spirit FM. And remember, you are so loved. I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
We talk to the animals, and we know you can too. On the Animal Communication Podcast, hosted by the three of us, myself, Julie Hiert,
Karen Dudley-Smith,
and Meredith Tollison,
we will show you how to deepen your relationship with your beloved animal companions, whether they're alive or in spirit.
As soul-level animal communicators, we explain the process and explore topics such as health, behavior, and play, all from the animal's perspective.
So subscribe and follow us on Apple, Spotify, and listen as part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.